2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Thanks so much for listening. KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The UHP says too many Utahns are still driving much faster than we should. They've issued over 4,500 tickets this year to drivers going over 100 miles an hour. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Utah football coach Kyle Whittingham has been named the Pac-12 Coach of the Year. He's also up for the Eddie Robinson Coach of the Year Award. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
The tightest spot in the Salt Lake Valley right now is the northbound I-15 ramp to go eastbound on I-80 and westbound I-80 from 1300 South to State. Lynn Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
A bit of sunshine today, but snow is in the forecast. I'm Kevin Eubank.
48 degrees, bright sunshine on the western horizon in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
If Russia invades Ukraine, it's not going to be like when Russia invaded Crimea. That from President Biden to Russian President Putin on a video meeting today, according to White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
We have successfully implemented these requirements. Boosted vaccination.
I will look you in the eye and tell you, as President Biden looked President Putin in the eye and told him today, that things we did not do in 2014, we are prepared to do now.
Those things include severe economic sanctions. The World Health Organization, the past hour, a statement that preliminary data shows the Omicron COVID variant is not more severe than Delta, despite the fact that it may spread faster. Congress beginning a Byzantine process tonight that could have the debt ceiling raised by the end of the week. Amazon says services are being gradually restored after a major server outage today affecting a host of internet services. President Biden and the First Lady marking the 80th anniversary of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor with a visit to the World War II Memorial in Washington. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth.
Supply chain shock.
In-depth coverage
on KSL News Radio.
At the end of October, officials with Utah's Inland Port Authority announced that they were sending trains instead of trucks to try and ease the logjam of goods getting into Utah. Well, KSL TV's Matt Rascone joins me live to give us an update. So, Matt, has it worked? Are trains bringing everything we need?
Yeah, we were at a container yard just outside of Salt Lake City just a couple hours ago. We actually saw a train from Long Beach arrive. They were stacked too high of these containers, and so it is happening, but it's a very slow process because there's so many moving parts. It's not as simple as, you know, just dropping the containers on these trains rather than putting them on the semis. And I spoke to the Utah's Inland Port, and they're saying, you know, they're trying to make this as effective and efficient as possible. And they say the rail is the way to go. And so they're still working. It's a work in progress.
Okay. Well, at this time, officials were sure that this was going to allow them to move stuff faster. Has it?
I think that on the rail, you're able to put, obviously, a lot more containers on there. They were hesitant to say how much it's done so far in the last few weeks, but we're very confident that as they continue to do this, that we will eventually get to that point where we can put more and bring more containers to Utah. One of the problems is there's still that log jam off the coast. I mean, I heard that there were around 100 ships that were just sitting off the coast today. And so even before those containers get on the port and they can actually put them on a train, and so still the majority of these containers are coming by semis, but they're working to change that.
Yeah, and it almost boggles the mind. The biggest of these ships can carry 20,000 containers each. So, Matt, I'm going to put you on the spot. It's an awesome responsibility, but you're a good guy. Is Christmas going to be okay?
That's a tough question to ask. Christmas is good. Christmas is going to be okay. I think that, just like we've heard, you can expect those shipping delays. You've seen maybe fewer things on the shelves. But they were confident that over time this is going to sort of fix that problem and allow things to go as normal. But I think, Christmas, I mean, hopefully you've gotten a good chunk of your stuff done, and you might notice that, the delays and the product shortages may not be as bad as they were a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, my experience has been you buy four things from a website, three of them show up, one's not coming till after Christmas. How about you?
Right. Yeah, it's been similar. And actually, we were in the whole, buying furniture a few weeks ago, and we're still waiting for a part of our couch to show up, and it's been months.
Well, I hope it's not the cushions. KSL TV's Matt Rascone. You'll see him on the air on KSL this evening. It's 4:50 and time right now here on the radio for Triple Team Traffic. We're brought to you by Zions Bank, the official bank of the Utah Jazz. Here's Len Thomas.
A wreck on the eastbound I-80 ramp from northbound I-15, taking a right lane, slowing the flow on I-15 as well from 33rd South. And in the same area, westbound I-80 has a stalled vehicle on the right side at State Street. Traffic bogging from 1300 East and Sugar House. We have a westbound wreck on the 201 freeway on the right shoulder. Looks like that's gone now, but the slowing is intact there from the west belt to I-15. Michelle?
Well, we're still working on this crash over in Tooele County. This is eastbound 1000 North at 200 West on the right shoulder, seeing some delays in the area. The delays on Bangor Highway are clearing out quite nicely at the moment. Biggest problem is going to be as you're going through the construction in South Jordan. And I-15 Utah County looking good. Seeing some slowdowns, though. Pioneer Crossing. Steve?
And some scattered slow spots on southbound Foothill Drive this afternoon between 17th and 21st South. If you're on southbound I-15 in Davis County, got some slowdowns there by the Kaysville Ponds, also near Shepherd Lane. And some heavier slowdowns now appearing in the Farmington area right there approaching Glover's Lane. Northbound 15 good to go from Salt Lake all the way to Brigham City. And northbound Highway 89, a little busy there through Uinta. Actually, that's southbound Highway 89 down through Uinta to the I-84 ramps. Echoes from Jerusalem share this new readable abridgment of the Book of Mormon with your friends and family. Start sharing now. Echoes from Jerusalem in stores and online at Deseret Book and Siegel Bookstores. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
7-day forecast now. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, finally, a winter storm to talk about. Tonight, mostly clear in 31, increasing clouds in 53 on Wednesday. A little valley rain late Wednesday night, but then it'll change to snow on Thursday morning. Snow on Thursday and into Friday. Highs in the 30s, lows fall into the teens and 20s. Right now, the valleys look to get 2 to 4 inches, benches 4 to 8, northern mountains 1 to 2 feet. Southern mountains ought to get a foot to a foot and a half. Storm moves out by Friday night. Partly cloudy to sunshine on Saturday. Partly cloudy skies on Sunday with temperatures back in the 40s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
So a little bit of snow is coming, maybe more.
Finally, Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Yep, it's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you.
My friends at Zero Res can really help you clean up for the holiday season, keeping your carpets clean, residue-free, and they can also help out with those air ducts as well. Imagine all the stuff that might be down there. It's time to get that clean so when the air circulates through your home, it's as clean as it can be. But let's talk about the carpets for just a moment. $33 per room, and the fourth room will be cleaned for free just for the holiday season from my friends at Zero Res. And then also, on the air duct cleaning, it's 25% off right now. Nobody cleans carpets like Zero Res. They have taken care of us and our family for years and years. And all you have to do is give them a call, 288-ZERO, or book online at ZeroResSaltLake.com, or if you're up north, ZeroResDavisWeber.com.
This month, as part of our Veterans Day celebration, we focus on veterans with incredible stories of service and survival. They touch our heart with their sacrifice, but also with the bonds formed in caring for these extraordinary men and women. Hi, this is Jill Atwood, Director of Communications for the VA in Salt Lake City. In this week's Upholding Valor, a veteran receives the gift of life. a double lung transplant, literally on his deathbed. Today, he shares his journey and hope for the future thanks to VA and our partnership with the University of Utah. To hear his story, get the Upholding Valor podcast by texting VETERANS to 57500 or go to kslpodcast.com/veterans.
American United Federal Credit Union is proud to partner with the VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System for Upholding Valor and always strives to be the difference that makes a difference in veterans' lives. Visit amucu.org/valor to learn more. 2021 is coming to a close, and whether your year has been everything you hoped for or even if it was a bit more challenging than you'd have liked, the new year always brings fresh vision. You know what else offers fresh vision? Modern cataract surgery at Hoops Vision. The experienced surgeons at Hoops Vision have helped tens of thousands of people just like you regain clear vision after cataracts using the latest FDA-approved laser cataract technology. The joy of great vision for the future is a great holiday gift to yourself. Don't finish 2021 with cloudy vision. Call Hoops today and be sure to ask about the latest lenses that not only restore vision after cataract surgery, but also offer the opportunity to be free from your glasses, bifocals, and even readers. Call 877-30-LASIK. That's 877-305-2745. Call Hoops Vision today, 877-30-LASIK, or discover more at hoopsvision.com. Tis the season for dressing up or updating your wardrobe with a new suit from Mr. Mac. Mr. Mac has a big suit inventory on sale with free alterations. Quality clothing, affordable prices. Mr. Mac.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL News Radio, brought to you by Central Bank. The Dow up 492 points today. The S&P gained 95. The NASDAQ jumped 461 points. KSL News time, 4:56. Jazz notes now. Here's KSLSports.com Jazz insider Ben Anderson.
After leading the Jazz to a perfect 3-0 week, including wins over the Portland Trail Blazers, Boston Celtics, and Cleveland Cavaliers, Donovan Mitchell was named the NBA's Western Conference Player of the Week. The guard averaged 33 points, nearly 6 assists, and 2 rebounds, while shooting an outstanding 57% from the floor and 43% from the three-point line. Mitchell discussed his role on the team alongside the more veteran Jazz players.
You know, for us younger guys, you know, like I said, we're playful, but we're also, you know, we're eager and hungry to learn and hungry to continue to help team out, you know, whether it's playing, not playing, communicating, you know, we all want to help.
The Jazz will travel to Minnesota, where they'll face the Timberwolves tomorrow night on the second stop of their 4-game road trip. For complete coverage of the trip, visit KSLSports.com with Jazz Notes. Ben Anderson, KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.